broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and absolutely we're convinced that checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, brilliant, one of the great solutions to restoration. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth because we follow the Prince of Peace. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's highlights starts now. The broadcast is available online, on demand, at your fingertips free, libertyroundtable.com. We talked to our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, and also ronpaulinstitute.org are the websites related to Lowell. And we talked about this incredible Ron Paul column talking about baby Alfie, the latest victim of omnipotent government. If you have the authority, you can delegate that authority to government. But if you don't have the authority, then you cannot delegate it to government, is the idea. Bottom line is government's forcing children to stay in hospitals. It's a tragic situation. Who's in charge of children is the real epic battle. Well, just so you know, when you put your kids in government school, the government schools say that you've turned custody of your children over to them as well. So beware. We also talked about Cinco de Mayo, a wonderful day in many ways, a day of celebration for a lot of Mexicans, a lot of Americans, and a lot of people around the world for different reasons. Well, did you know it's the birthday of Karl Marx? Oh, yeah, he believed in, communism? Socialism? We reject the isms that lead to tyranny, folks. We reject the Communist Manifesto and stand for the Constitution for the United States of America. Trump cuts off funding for serious white helmets. Good for President Trump. Now he just needs to keep going and cut off more and more and more and more foreign aid funding, that's for sure. We also talked about Judge Napolitano, nicknamed Judge Nap. I didn't realize that. How did Trump get authorization to bomb Syria? The answer is he flat out didn't, folks. That's the problem. And he doesn't have the authority is the problem. Go read your supreme law of the land if you don't believe me. All right, they say, the next headline we talked about with Lowell Nelson is why propaganda needs to be so pervasive. Well, fake news is everywhere, that's for sure. Standing with the truth, standing with the founder, standing with God, family, and country. It's a revolutionary act these days, ladies and gentlemen. I call it a restorative act, by the way, but just my opinion. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we let Lowell Nelson go and Sam and Kurt the rest of the way. We talked about the NSA triples spying rate on Americans' phone calls, collects 530 million records in 2017 alone. Shame on Donald Trump's administration. Now, I get that Donald didn't do it personally, but you know what? He should shut down the NSA and completely stop it. Tripling spying rate under the Donald. Wow. Rosie O'Donnell has been staying up late making illegal donations to Democrats. Did you hear me? Rosie O'Donnell, staying up late, making illegal donations. By the way, she got caught at it, but she's doubling down and she's going to continue her illegal activity. No one seems to care, though. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about a 7-year-old grandma lights up a criminal. She leaves him hospitalized. She fired her gun at him and she said, hey, he was going to try to kill me. Grandma says, don't break into homes, criminals. That's not a wise thing to do. And boy, is she spot on. We talked about President Trump at the NRA convention. Gun rights originate from God, not government. Boy, howdy, is the president on track with that one. Iowa bans all abortions after point of detection of fetal heartbeat. Now the most conservative state in the union. Mississippi right below Iowa. Others are working on it too. Good on them. We've never seen such a pro-life effort, and we commend those involved. We talked about Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She said, I believe that all innocent life is precious and sacred, and I pledge as governor to do everything within my power to protect it. Wow. Good for the governor of Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. IA representative, our buddy Steve King, he celebrated the new law on Twitter. We celebrated on your radio. How's that? California government school mural depicts Donald Trump, I guess, had a severed head in his heart. Yeah, it was held by a Aztec warrior. It kind of went crazy, and there became threats and all this stuff. I reject all the violence by any side. But what on earth is the government school having a mural depicting the president with his head severed for? I mean, this is just insanity, folks. Stop the violence already. Stop the, wow. Amazon drops Christian nonprofit from donations program after the SPLC declares it a hate group. Wow. Amazon's out of control, folks. So is the SPLC. But there's not enough effort to stand against these abusers of freedom and free speech and thought and etc. We talked about Kanye West's music blacklisted by Detroit radio station. I guess they don't believe in free speech down there, do they? Millions more Americans are going without health insurance, particularly in the impoverished South, they say. Well, what if you don't want government health insurance, huh? Donald's trying to back us out of it, but, well, the Congress isn't as helpful as we would hope, huh? 4 million Americans dropped their health coverage insurance last year alone. 4 million. Kurt doesn't even want their health insurance. I don't have health insurance. I have a Christian health share system, which I personally believe is better than health insurance. How do you like them apples? The IRS is enforcing the health law, though, forcing big business to pay for government health care. Where is Donald? We need help to stop the abusive, hostile, anti-American IRS. It's unconstitutional, Donald. Shut it down, please. I haven't seen Donald shut down a single unconstitutional government agency yet. He's busy talking about how horrible the trade deals are, and he's right. What about talking about how horrible some of these unconstitutional government agencies are? All right, we also talked to a man accused of kicking swans in the head for karate practice. Kind of a weird story to say the least, but somehow there's more protection of animals in our society than there are people, which is a disgrace. Nevertheless, I reject violence towards people and animals, by the way. Getmo concludes first transfer, I guess. Donald's going to load up Getmo, that's Guantanamo Bay, right, with some bad guys. And now they're talking about it. You know, just strange stuff. I don't really go along with this war mentality where we have these enemy combatant statuses. There's not a declared war. You create an enemy combatant status, and somehow we just think we have reach around the world to prosecute and persecute anybody we want to anytime for any reason. It's a problem, folks, when you violate due process. I get when you say, well, Sam, this, you know, these wars, they require desperate time. What wars? The wars we have not declared constitutionally? Is that the war you're talking about? What wars are we talking about? Oh, well, Sam, the war on terror. And my response is, who are the terrorists? The United States is arming, training, and funding most of the bad guys around the world anyway. You don't believe me? Go research it. We trained and funded and armed Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. We've been involved in backing and funding and training and arming the freedom fighters supposedly in Syria, our enemies of yesteryear, maybe our friends today, our enemies tomorrow. I mean, who knows who's what's going on? We're one of the biggest arms dealers in the world, folks. I challenge you to debate me on this. You will lose. The facts are on the side of truth. And that's a recap of the broadcast took place yesterday. Man, we cover so much news on a single broadcast. It is shocking. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends, spread the word, and donate, would you please? All right, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I want to talk about Melania, the president's wife, the first lady, if you will. And I guess she, Monday afternoon or yesterday afternoon at the White House, Kurt, she announced a campaign called Be Best. And it is aimed at creating a healthy lifestyle for students on social media and in the classroom, as well as preventing opioid abuse among students. Now, in her speech at the White House, Kurt, Melania said there are too many critical issues facing children today. So the three main pillars of Be Best will be well-being, social media use, and opioid abuse. We can and should teach children about the importance of social and self-awareness, positive relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. All right, the details brought to you by Reuters News Service, okay? Now, the anti-bullying nature of the program was missed, Kurt, by many influential commentators online. And I guess after her speech, by the way, President Trump signed her initiative or her efforts. I applaud her efforts. I think there's a couple of things she missed in her focus that I think would be nice for her to focus on. We'll get to those in a minute. But I applaud her efforts, Kurt. I think she's spot on. We got to stop drug abuse. We got to stop bullying. We got to teach people how to lead with kindness. All right. Now, the First Lady was born in Slovenia, Kurt. She speaks five languages. But the First Lady's accent was made fun of and criticized by some big media makers. We'll talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this is beyond imagination, ladies and gentlemen. I can't understand this. I'm telling you right now. So Melania bullied for her looks and her accent after her anti-bullying speech. Now, these are major influencers. They call them influencers when they're in the new media, folks. People who are on social media services and stuff like that, who are bloggers, and the term for them in modern day is influencers. Okay. Anyway, there's all these bloggers. There's people in the mainstream press. They're all making fun of Melania. They're making fun of her accent. They're making fun of her looks. They're making fun of her campaign. It's all over the internet. I'm telling you right now, it's an absolute disgrace. First off, she speaks five languages. Now, I agree, she has a pretty good accent when she speaks English. But you know what? Why would you make fun of someone who is brilliant, who speaks five languages. She came from Slovenia. She believes in the American dream. She came here legally. And now she's trying to do her best to stop bullying, and they just simply double down and bully her. I mean, it's beyond imagination, Kurt. Not only because she's the first lady, because she's a person, Kurt. I don't understand why we would bully her for her looks, for all these things. I just don't understand it. Now, let's talk about our campaign just for a quick second. The campaign is called Be Best, and it's aimed at creating a healthy lifestyle for students on social media and in the classroom, as well as preventing opioid use or opioid abuse from students. I mean, it is beyond imagination. Now, I can think of ways that her campaign could be a little better or more of what I would think should be focused on, although I think she's got a lot of good things to be focused on. What I mean is there's a few things that I would add to the campaign, but I don't have a single criticism for her. Number one, they made fun of her because of her accent, something I'm never willing to do. I mean, when somebody works to speak English and they're doing their very best, why would you make fun of them? It's beyond imagination. It's downright childish, folks. Secondly, they're making fun of her skin color. And these guys are the ones running around calling me a racist? I don't care what her skin color is. She is right on this one. Okay, when she wants less drug abuse and less bullying and less abuse, they make fun of her because of Donald and his tweets. They make fun of her because of her English. I don't even understand it. Kurt, do you want to weigh in on this thing? It is beyond imagination.
You know, I heard I heard her speech, and when I first heard her start talking, that's what I thought of first, is that, we already saw this happen a little while back, people making fun of her or something, just because her English isn't perfect, whatever perfect English is.
Now, what if I were to make fun of those in the inner cities, Kurt, for their English? Then I'd be dubbed a complete racist, right?
Yes, you would.
All right. Just kind of trying to show people the difference here a little bit. Their double standard and their hostile abuse. It's wrong. Go ahead.
But I felt like her, her delivery, I'm sure she was reading and that kind of thing, that I thought that the content and all those things, I'm pretty certain that she came up with this and, basically is doing her best to make America great again.
To make America be best, Kurt?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And, I appreciate her efforts in a tough spot. You'd have a hard time finding a woman in a tougher spot, I think, in America. I think it would have been cool if she had gone ahead with, say, the other four languages or so that she knows, and then said, okay, now, for those of you that speak this one, I'm going to do this, and, just whipped it off in all those different ones, and maybe that would have helped those misunderstanding.
No, it wouldn't, because these people are just ignorant, and they're just on the attack no matter what happens.
That's exactly
right. Because they're just hostile and evil, and in my opinion, I don't care what's going on around her. Whenever somebody stands up for less bullying, less drug use, more kindness, Kurt, I have to be aboard.
Yep, it's, a great idea.
Now, she talked about leading with kindness, Kurt.
Imagine that, huh?
Well, in my opinion, we need more of that. And I'm not here to attack all those folks. I'm not here to just, double down and be as hostile to those folks as I can. But when you bully her for her looks and for her accent, I mean, it is a sad day in America when the campaign called Be Best is aimed at creating a healthy lifestyle for students in life, on social media, in the classroom. I mean, that's just good stuff. Less drug use. Now, she could say we want to get drug use, out of the inner cities, but then she'd be attacked for being a racist. She's just saying she wants less drugs for everybody. I'm on board with that. Now, President Trump, by the way, signed the Be Best Proclamation, Kurt. And there was a tender moment between the First Lady and President Trump when he signed it, giving his support, if you will, to her efforts. And maybe it'll tone Donald and his, you know, fighting with others down a little bit. Maybe she'll even have some influence on the Donald. Wouldn't that be all right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just imagine that. I mean...
Well, if there's anybody that can have influence on the Donald, I bet it's the First Lady, Kurt.
Right. And imagine, you know, maybe agencies of the government following that and they have less bullying from all of them, you know.
Yeah, they're even going off in the media now and saying even the adult children of the Donald are a-holes. As if that somehow reflects on Melania's message.
Tolerant.
Well, it just shows the importance and the need of her message, Kurt. In my opinion.
Good point.
It's like, why are we attacking the adult children of Donald because of Melania's efforts to be kind? I just don't even get it. Okay, this is why I don't back or reject individuals. Okay? When someone does something right, we do our best to support it. When someone does not do something right, we go against it. And we don't do perfect at it. We're human, too. We're not telling you that we're the bastion of always being perfectly kind. And, you know, this is talk radio, and there is a little bit of, you know, efforts that go on to try to make a point and stuff like that. But we do our best to be kind and considerate and understanding and the best we can to take on the issues of the day. And I'm going to have nothing but support for Melania here. Now, I want to add, there's a couple of things that I wish she would focus on, Kurt. I wish she would turn her message a little bit more towards God and talk about, you know, if we teach children that there is a God and he has guidelines for safety and health called commandments, and if we obey them, I wish she'd go there. I wish she'd talk about...
She did mention him, you know.
Right.
But
she didn't talk about putting
America
up the Ten Commandments in classrooms.
Kind of that's right. Good point.
Okay, now I'm not downing the effort she made. She did good. And all I'm saying is I don't have a single criticism for what she's done. Not a one.
Yep.
Zero criticism. Nothing but appreciation for her efforts. I'm just telling her that, you know, I would like to see it go a step further, which would be to talk about the Ten Commandments in classrooms, to talk about teaching people there's a God. I'd like her to talk about the importance of having a mom and a dad caring for children, the fundamental unit of society, the family. I would like her to talk about an abstinence-only message for children, because I believe no sex until marriage, you know, produces some of the greatest safety for children. You know, when they get involved sexually, so many things go wrong. It's beyond imagination, from illegitimate children to, you know, little girls lose trust in men as a whole. When these things go down, I mean, I can just go through the litany of research on this, but all I'm telling you is I wish she would have stood more for abstinence only, the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. I mean, I can think of ways that she could take it further, but Kurt, then she'd be even attacked 10 times worse. And you know what? Her framework, in my opinion, leaves open for these discussions at every level anyway. So she's just done a tremendous job, Kurt. I mean, what in this would bring you any concern at all, Kurt? Any? There's a single concern in any of her message, any of her, what do they call it, a proclamation? The Be Best proclamation. Is there anything in it of concern for you at all, Kurt?
Well, the thing you have to remember, Sam, is at least to me in the sad situation we find ourselves, is that, hey, you know, it's the... blues against the reds, or the Democrats against the Republicans, the insiders against...
That's the big lie.
You know, and so anything one side brings out, even if it's got so much merit, the other side's got to oppose it.
That's the fake news. One of the biggest things we've got to reject.
Amen.
We have got to stand... I don't see a single thing in Melania's efforts that I disagree with, Kurt. Now, I can say I think we ought to have more of it a little bit, and here's some extra things to add, but I don't see a negative thing in it, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Melania is talking about social, emotional, and physical health for children. She's attacked relentlessly for it. It's beyond my imagination. Now, before, when she didn't speak, they said, oh, you know, she hates the White House. She doesn't want her, you know, husband to be president. Everything's horrible. Now she speaks out and everything is horrible again, they claim. Melania literally bullied for her looks and for her accent after she gives an anti-bullying speech. The campaign is called Be Best. It's aimed at creating a healthy lifestyle for children. For students using social media and in the classroom, as well as preventing opioid abuse among students. Kurt, let me just ask you, is there anything in this that you disagree with?
You know, I couldn't say, at least that when I listened to her, I was impressed, and I felt that that was a step in the right direction. Good work for her to do.
Yeah, and I would say a pretty big step, a pretty bold move for someone that they claim didn't even want to be in the White House, that didn't want to be First Lady, that... Okay, everything, I mean, it doesn't matter what she does or what she says. There's never anything she can do that could be right in these people's minds. And that's my biggest problem with this and why I come out kind of so boldly in shame on these people. What can she do that would make them happy? The only thing she could do is come out and be like, I'm for abortion. I'm pro-death. I believe in sex everywhere except for, you know, the normal sex that a husband and wife should have under God's law. You know, the only way that she could get some kind of support is if she just flat out became a complete hostile, blatant, bloat, or feminist or whatever. It's the only way. Hey, I love Hillary. Hey, I love abortion. Hey, I want, you know, here's my body and I want choice. She could be scantily clad. I mean, that's the only way she could get any support from any of these people, Kurt. There's nothing good or lovely or of value that she could do that these people could applaud. It's just amazing to me. But here's the whole point. It highlights who these people really are. Okay? When something good, praiseworthy, comes out, why can't we just set aside all politics and say, hey, I support children getting off drugs, less opioid abuse. I support that. I just do. And I always will. Hey, I support people leading with kindness and being kind and learning how to behave appropriately in the classroom and on social media. I just don't see how you can criticize this and not lose all credibility, Kurt. But they managed to do it. I mean, they're attacking her relentlessly. What happens if you just type in Melania as a single word into Google, Kurt? Can you do this for me and tell me what you get? Just one word. Melania.
All right.
You go to Google. You just type in Melania. Choose go. Right?
Not Melania Trump.
Just no, Melania. No. Just Melania there. One word. Top stories is what comes up first, right?
Right. And the ones I see, you've got the BBC, New York Times, and something called The Cut. And the BBC one, the headline reads, Melania Trump faces new plagiarism row over cyber safety booklet. Then the New York Times, Melania Trump rolls out Be Best, a children's agenda with a focus on social media. The Cut, Melania Trump's new Be Best booklet basically copies an Obama FTC pamphlet.
Now, let me just stop you there and say this. So now they're going to attack her for plagiarism. Why can't we just say, hey, maybe she got some ideas from the Obama administration? It might give me a chance to say it's one of the things the Obama administration might have done right, Kurt. We're really going to roast her for an anti-bullying program. We're going to roast her for, you know, plagiarism over this. Are you kidding me?
Good point.
Okay, then they say, inside the Trump marriage, Melania's burden, Vanity Fair. Okay, I mean, it just goes on, and there's just nothing good. Is there any good here, Kurt?
I'm trying to find it.
I'm really trying to say, I want a good headline.
That's what I mean. I was trying to find a friendly headline here that I could see.
I'm going to write one. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Trump, Melania Trump can't stop copying the Obamas.
Okay, by the way, does it matter if she copied the Obamas?
Here's one from
Listen, Tuck. Is it about getting credit?
I don't think so.
Hold on, is it about getting credit or is it about doing what's right for America? And if, you know what, if the Obamas were on it or the Federal Trade Commission or whoever, FTC or whatever the group, okay, is it about getting credit? I mean, you would think the Obamas would just smile and go, you know what, good for her. She's picked up on something. They always criticize and say everything Donald does goes against the administration. He's just hostile to the previous administration at every turn. Wouldn't you think they'd be delighted if this was really the case, Kurt? They should just write something that says we completely agree with Melania on this one. That's what
you've got to go back to. You got to go back to what I first said, and that is simply, hey, the bottom line is if it comes out from one side, I don't care if it's, you know, the best thing ever. They're going to try to take it apart. And that's just too bad. Time has one that says Americans like First Lady Melania Trump. Poll shows. You've got, I guess, Trump trolls her husband. Melania Trump trolls her husband. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
trolls
that
is a negative word, Kurt.
Yes, it is. But I mean, is that like? I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's whenever media, you do something, Kurt, and I want to kind of dog you, then you know we got to look up what is this? What does the new word trolls mean? See, when I was a kid, troll was what you did when you were fishing, right? Right.
All right. Yeah.
And have you ever heard it in that sense?
I'm trying to remember that.
You know, troll
there's
used to be your trolling
the Guardian.
For
yeah,
fish.
Trump. Melania Trump steps out of Donald's shadow after a year and a half.
It's a person who sows discord on the internet by starting quarrels or upsetting people, by posting inflammatory or extraneous or off-topic messages in an online community such as a news group, a forum, a chat room, etc. So when he trolls her, see, Donald's attacking everybody, and she's trolling him by saying, be nice. Got it? No, it doesn't make any sense. I understand, but I'm just telling you, that's how they roll. So her idea to be nice is trolling the president, Kurt.
Yeah, here's...
I mean, it's insanity.
NPR's headline, First Lady Melania Trump unveils Be Best campaign focusing on. What's weird is the picture they've got to the left of it. And all the other ones that I can see have a picture of Melania Trump. This one's got a picture of that Mueller guy. I'm like, what's that? Anyway.
Maybe they're trolling the First
Bloomberg,
Lady, Kurt.
There you go. Bloomberg says Melania Trump to unveil First Lady initiatives. NBCNews.com, First Lady Melania Trump unveils Be Best campaign on child well-being. The Daily Beast, Melania Trump's Be Best life hack for teens, don't do sexting. Reading Record Searchlight, Preston Sharp joins First Lady Melania Trump as she debuts. Yeah, she had a couple of helpers there, by the way.
But that's okay. And you know what? Yeah. I'm glad she has people around her helping her, and I'm glad that it might be something that the Obamas can agree with for a change. Why don't they stand up and agree with it?
Here's one. News One says, here's why Melania Trump won't touch her husband in public.
Okay, see, I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, let me give you another definition of trolling. If you go to the Urban Dictionary, it's kind of the blunt new term, you know. The art of deliberately, cleverly, and secretly pissing people off. Usually via the internet. Using dialogue. Trolling does not mean just making rude remarks. Shouting swear words at someone doesn't count as trolling. It's just flaming. It isn't funny. Spam isn't trolling either. It makes people mad, but it's not trolling. The most important part of trolling is to convincing your victim so that they can truly believe in what you're saying, no matter how outrageous. Trolling requires deceiving. Your victim must not know that you're trolling them, because if they do, then you're unsuccessful. Okay? I'm just saying, it's just weird stuff, weird definitions and everything else, but that's what's going on. And I'm telling you right now that I have nothing but praise for Melania's efforts, and if it came from the Obama administration, I commend them, I think, the first time in my life. But they deserve it. We need less bullying, less drug use, more kindness. And I don't care who says it, I agree with it.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, there's a new CNN poll out. And the new CNN poll reveals that more Americans think now the country's doing well, more so than at any point during the Obama's two-term or eight-year in office. The poll conducted by SSRS found that 57% of Americans believe that the country is doing well under President Donald Trump, which is higher than at any point during Obama's presidency. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that's the kind of stuff they don't want to bring up, Sam. You got to talk about something else, or it sure makes, if you're the opposition, the loyal opposition or whatever you want to call them, then you've got to be mentioning about, hey, something terrible about whatever it is.
I'm not even believing in CNN polling, but I'm saying, hey, even CNN, who's certainly not friendly to the Donald. At least that's how the mainstream press pitches it. See, I personally believe CNN loves Donald. So does Fox. So do all those folks for ratings. Nevertheless, even a CNN poll says that, hey, the American people think Donald's doing better now than Barack did at any point in his own administration. So I just think that's interesting, to say the least. All right, Rosie doubles down, Kurt. Vows to fix illegal donations with more illegal donations. Do you want to comment on this?
Well, it's just more vote fraud, going on.
You think she'll be arrested and thrown in the clink?
No.
Well, dude, you can't just commit vote fraud like that.
You can't?
By the way, these donations are illegal, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Illegal. Can I say that again? Illegal.
Well, yeah, but she's of the special class that can do those things. See?
What is the special class? Democrat?
No.
Insider?
Yeah, that's right.
She's okay. Just want to make sure.
Those who have that kind of thing,
It reminds me of when two kids get caught with something, and then it's like, who did this? And they just point at each other. It's like, are you kidding me? It's the insiders, folks. And Rosie, I don't understand what's going to be done about this. We're just going to just let it go? All right, there's a shock study in the news, Kurt, they say. I'm not shocked, though. I could have told you this from the start. I've made this point on the radio so many times, it's not even funny, Kurt.
Yep, that's a great point, Sam. Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D., writes this piece for Breitbart. And the headline reads, shock study, climate skeptics more eco-friendly than climate alarmists. Americans who are skeptical about climate change engage in personal behavior that is more friendly to the environment than climate alarmists who support increased government regulation. That's what a new study has found. Michael Hall, he's a psychologist from the University of Michigan. He led a team of researchers in a year-long longitudinal study. Now, those are the best kind, I'm sure, of 600 Americans who regularly reported their climate change beliefs Now that would be painful. Pro-environmental behavior and other climate change related measures, and published the results of their study in the Journal of Environmental Psychology. Now that's got to be a snooze fest when you're reading that. But anyway, the researchers grouped their tickets into three categories based on their attitude toward climate change. You had the skeptical, the cautiously worried, and the highly concerned. And they correlated their beliefs with their personal lifestyle choices. The results of this study contradicted the intuitive assumption that people most concerned about climate change would be the most likely to engage in eco-friendly behavior, revealing instead that the contrary is true. Oh, Sam, what should we do? We probably got to pass some new law on people, I suppose.
Well, they say climate skeptics more eco-friendly than climate alarmists, writes Thomas Williams, Ph.D. Now, I look at this, Kurt, and I want to kind of talk about it. What does that mean? Okay, what you're talking about is, say, let's say a Sam Bushman versus an Al Gore, right? And is that the comparison, Kurt? Uh-oh, we'll try to get Kurt.
You know, with the thing I would answer this by, you know, as I think about it, is this way. You know, we've seen so many of these times when people say, you know, let's say we're talking about being charitable. And we've got this group of people that are, you know, so-called loving, you know, caring people that say, hey, we want the government to have all these programs. Well, and then there's the other side who says, hey, we don't want the government to have these programs. And yet, then when you look at their personal behavior, you find that they don't contribute and don't put their money where their mouth is. Now, maybe they would if they were forced to, but they don't do it. Whereas the other side, you know, the more conservative kind of folks, God-fearing Americans or whatever, they're much more giving with their means to things, whether it's their churches or the other what they see are as, well, what they see as valuable places to put their hard-earned money to make a difference. There was a story about this a little while back. One of the, who was it? One of the big shots, I don't know, out of the whole amount of money he made, he just put in like $320. You know, he didn't really perform hardly any act of charity. And I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but it was a, you know, I mean, most people we know of participate, like with their church, in their tithing, you know, the different things like that. And yet most of these professional do-gooders will rarely want to even, you know, do it themselves. They want to make everybody else do it, but they'll do very little themselves. So, you know, that's what I see, just looking for that article to see if I could find it. There's so many different articles, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that we see, and so many different stories that we want to bring to you, but as we always find, there's never enough time to get them all in your hands or in your ears, whatever you want to call it, but it's amazing to see what's available. And as we've talked about, Mrs. Trump doing her best to make America great again, and hats off to her. I think she's done great work there. And yet, here's that story I was telling you about. It's called Liberal Do-Gooder de Blasio gave $350 to charity in 2017. And the subheadline says, Mayor and his wife had adjusted gross income of $223,449. Daily Wire is the source, and then WorldNet Daily picked it up. But it says, turns out the ultra-progressive mayor of New York City gives virtually nothing to charity, which actually makes him a pretty typical leader and advocate for big government and high taxes. See, he's good at spending your money to help the poor. His, not so much. Combined, Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife only gave $350 to charity in 2017, while the couple boasted an adjusted gross income of $223,449. That's according to the tax returns that were released just recently, and the source is the New York Post. But that's how that typically works, and you know, you're going to find guys like Al Gore wanting to force Sam to have a certain kind of trash can or something like that, while Sam would probably make sure and, you know, try to take care of the earth in the best way possible, even if he doesn't want to be forced to have a certain color of trash can. Anyway, that's how I see that. Let's see, what else is in the news, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, man, I'll tell you what, it's a boatload of information coming your way. I see a lot of different ones. You know, when you look at some of the other headlines, you know, Sam mentioned the, we brought up the shock study.
Hey, just a couple of quick questions on the shock study.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think about it a little bit, and I say, you know, this idea that climate skeptics are more, eco-friendly than climate alarmists. And I think about that, and I think, you know, Al Gore flies around in these planes to tell you how horrible everything's going to be. I mean, it's like the apocalypse is coming, right? And how horrible it's going to be. And he just spews toxins into the environment left and right. He's wealthy, so he has these big homes. And I mean, everything he does is this environmental footprint that's massive. I don't believe in a lot of the climate change stuff. Meaning, I believe there's natural cycles and things, but I don't believe that humans are the cause. The Bible says there's, you know, we're supposed to multiply and replenish the earth, which means God's not too worried about more people on the planet. By the way, he created the planet. And then he says there's plenty and room enough to spare. In other words, hey, if we keep his commandments, there's plenty for all of us. And so, but I don't have a massive footprint. I mean, I live in a fairly small home for the large family that I've got. I don't even travel to work. I work from home, and so I probably got one of the smallest environmental footprints of anybody, Kurt. But I just find it interesting how, you know, those who believe that there's this apocalypse coming, they're alarmists, they run around, and, you know, when you really study what they do, they're pretty, what's the word I want to say? They're pretty, hostile to the environment, and it's shocking. It really is. All right, what was the other piece you mentioned I wanted to talk about?
You know, in this article down lower, they go to exactly where we were thinking, and they talk about the Chronicle of Philanthropy, and they use IRS data to analyze giving patterns across the country, and they say that the study found that the states in which people gave the highest percentage of their adjusted gross incomes were also states that voted for Romney, while states in which people gave the lowest percentage voted for Obama.
In other words, The more conservative you are, the less taxing you are on the environment, and more of a giver you are.
That's right.
All right. Well, I agree with it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can. We got to stand with Melania. We want more peace in the world, more kindness, less bullying, more random acts of kindness and love and respect for one another. More agreeing to disagree, agreeably kind of stuff. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.